Welcome back inside Bank of the James Stadium on a gorgeous Wednesday evening in Lynchburg, Virginia. The rain has passed, and it's almost time for baseball. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Excited to be bringing you more Hillcats action here this evening and all season long, as first place is on the line. Tonight, the 26-20 Carolina Mudcats and the 25-20 Lynchburg Hillcats will square off in a battle of first place in the Carolina League North Division. As a lot riding on this ball game, the Hillcats last night winning in comeback fashion as they trailed 2-1 in the sixth, and in the final four innings, they were able to piece together three runs in order to take the 4-2 lead. And that game-winning RBI came off the bat of Dion Frias, who had been a relatively cold hitter for the Hillcats as of late. But he blasted a triple off the right field wall with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning to give the Hillcats a one-run lead. And then Richard Paz, the next batter, would step up to the dish and round a RBI single into center field, give the Hillcats that much-needed insurance run, and then Elvis Jerez would come on in the top of the ninth inning and slam the door shut on the Mudcats. Any hope of a comeback was for naught, as the Hillcats would hold on to a 4-2 victory. Impressive performance on the mound last night from Jack Leftwich, who went five innings, only giving up three hits, one run, and 10 strikeouts. The Hillcats as a team totaled 16 of them, as Zapata picked up one, Hervasio picked up two, and Jerez with two more in the ninth, combined for that 16-strikeout game, which has been one of the calling cards for this Hillcats pitching staff, as there have been quite a few series where they have racked up an impressive number of strikeouts, and last night was no different, as Jack Leftwich has entered his name into the conversation for Carolina League Pitcher of the Week, depending on what he can do this coming Sunday when he takes to the mound again. But for right now, tonight's starter will be Trenton Denholm. Denholm has been up and down on the season, but for the most part, other than a few rough starts here or there, he has been a consistent starter for Lynchburg. In his last outing against the Fireflies, he had arguably his best outing of the season when he went five innings, giving up one hit, no runs, one walk, and four strikeouts, a part of that Hillcats pitching staff that for the first three games of the series only gave up a total of eight hits to the Fireflies. But a much tougher test here tonight, as Carolina will look to avenge yesterday's ball game, which they would argue they probably should have held on and won if not for that Dion Frias triple in the eighth inning. Now we have the time. Let's take a look at tonight's weather, which we mentioned there was rain in the forecast before the game began. But that is cleared, and that's why we're starting about 30 minutes late. 83 degrees here in Lynchburg with a 55% humidity. That has gone down since the rain came in. It was in the 90s earlier today, and it felt even warmer than that. For anyone who stepped outside, they were dripping in sweat. But right now, the skies are clear. There's not a cloud in sight. The wind is blowing out to dead center field as we are minutes away from first pitch. But first, let's toss it down to Andre Vile, who has tonight's defensive setup.
2022 Lynchburg Hillcats. In right field, number 17, Luis Durango. In center field, number 34, Jorge Burgos. In left field, number 22, Isaiah Green. At first base, number 46, Junior Sand Kenton. Pass second base to number two, Zion Frias. At shortstop number 10, Jordy Valdez. At third base number 8, Malone Tolentino. Here catcher is number 13, Richard Pye. The designated hitter is number 1, Jake Fox. And your starting pitcher is number 44, Trenton Dennell. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your cap as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem. Join us tonight. Please welcome the Lynchburg Pops Community Band. Lynchburg Pops Community Band!
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as we are minutes away from first pitch between the Carolina Mudcats and the Lynchburg Hillcats in another rousing rendition of the Battle of the Cats, but this one with first place on the line. On the season between these two ball clubs, Lynchburg sits at 5-2 after winning the last five straight. They dropped the first two in Carolina, but then came back and won the next four, and then winning again last night to give them that fifth victory of the season. Trenton Denholm on the mound for the Hillcats, making his ninth start of the season. He's gone 31 innings. He's 1-2 with a 5.52 ERA, 39 strikeouts and 16 walks, and that's the only knock on the right-hander, is he has had a little bit of a wild side in those 16 walks, tied for second on the ball club behind Renny Artiles. He will face a lineup from the Mudcats that looks a little something like this. Leading off, the right fielder Arbert Sipien. Batting second, the shortstop Eduardo Garcia. Batting third, the center fielder Jackson Chorillo. And batting cleanup, the catcher Jose Cibrion. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jesus Chirinos. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Hedbert Perez. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Zach Roby. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Alberis Ferrer. And rounding out the starting nine, the designated hitter, and last night's big contributor, the designated hitter, Jeremy Vargas. Those will be the nine that will go up against Trenton Denholm. In his last start, we mentioned, went five innings, giving up only one hit, as Albert Sipien will step into the box now. It's a righty-on-righty matchup to open up the ball game as Denholm fires a strike, and we're underway. 7:04 the first pitch time after a 35-minute delay. Now the 0-1. Tries to go back with the fastball, and it's 1-1. Denholm from El Dorado Hills, California. Only 22 years old. as this one lined into center field. Burgos giving chase and will drop in front of him for a leadoff base knock for Arbert Sipien. The Mudcats will have their leadoff runner aboard, as Eduardo Garcia will now step into the box. A right-handed bat for the Mudcats tonight. Garcia batting .272 with a pair of home runs and 27 RBIs. First pitch is in there for strike one. Runner on first, nobody away here in the top half of the first inning. Denholm fires and just misses a little low. 1-1. Yesterday, the Hillcats got an impressive start from Jack Leftwich. Would love to have that replicated here tonight. 1-1. Breaking ball had him out in front and underneath it as he fouls it away. 1-2. Garcia last night went 0-4 with a strikeout in the ninth. 1-2 pitch from Denholm. But first, a pickoff move over at first. As Sipien back with a dive. Sipien did attempt two stolen bases yesterday. He was caught stealing both times. The only one that he advanced on was a ball in the dirt. The pitch fouled away, and Garcia stays alive. A right-hander comes set and fires. Well up high, ball two, and the count is even. As we mentioned, Denholm tends to walk a few batters as he has 16 on the year, a 4.65 walk per nine average. The 2-2. Catches the outside corner, and forget about a walk, he struck him out looking. Garcia down for out number one, as Jackson Chorio will now step in. He went down on strikes three times last night, despite being one of the Mudcats' best hitters. Still batting .347, but those three strikeouts were costly. He didn't agree with most of them. As this one catches the zone for a called strike. 0-1. There are a couple times where Chirillo gave a look at the umpire to say there's absolutely no way that that caught the zone. Pickoff move to first. Runner back with a dive. Remains 0-1. The umpires had talkings from both ball clubs as no one pleased with some of the rulings, specifically the home plate umpire. The 0-1 runner goes, grounded up the middle. That'll be a tough play for the Hillcats. Valdez ranges over, fires on to first for out number one to get Chirillo. So almost a collision at the bag as Frias was coming over to cover, and Valdez was ranging over to field it, and they nearly collided behind the bag. Good job for Valdez to stick with it and get the runner out at first. Now two away with the runner in scoring position. Eliminated the double play. As Jose Cibrian takes ball one inside. Cibrian did not appear in last night's ball game. The catcher was Jefferson Cairo. Tonight, Cibrian. It's the look behind the dish. 1-0. Denholm bounces it in. 2-0. So Sipien at second with two away. Hillcats trying to keep this game scoreless at the top of the first. as the radar set 130 miles an hour. Don't think that was the case. Now the 2-0. That caught the umpire square, and he's a little shaken up as kind of caught Paz off guard. He was aiming down and away, and it came up and in. And it snuck right past Paz and drilled him in the face. Cibrian quickly reached over to check on the home plate umpire, who appeared shaken up initially. Now they're having a conversation with Hillcats trainer, Frank Sammons. As he's an umpire, he's tough, so he'll stay in the ball game. Home plate umpire is not a job that I would want, as all it takes is one foul tip or errant throw, and you're getting drilled with a ball coming in 100 miles an hour, and you're not prepped or ready. A 3-0. He had the green light, shockingly, and Cibrian picks up strike one. Might have been ball four. It looked a little inside, but Cibrian keeps the at-bat alive for himself. Then Holm checks second, now fires, and it's grounded right off of his foot for strike two. Now the count is full after what could have been ball four, as Denholm looks to get out of this inning. Cibrian still at second. He singled to lead off the ball game and then advanced on the fielder's choice. As now the payoff pitch to Cibrian. Runner breaks for third. Swung on and missed right into the glove of Paz. He got him with the breaking ball for out number three. So Denholm, after the leadoff single, sets them down in order. As we head to the bottom half of the first in a scoreless ball game. We'll be right back after this timeout. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Thank you for joining us here on this first place evening as number one and number two teams square off. Only a half game separating the two. So first place on the line here tonight. On the mound for the Mudcats will be number 32, Jefferson Figueroa. He is making his sixth appearance, his fourth start. He's 0-1 with a 3.38 ERA. He's kind of worked out of the bullpen his other two appearances. He does have two holds, only pitched 13 innings, giving up 10 hits, 5 runs, 12 walks, and 16 strikeouts. But opponents are only hitting 196 off of him, which with the Hillcats struggling bats at the dish, that could be a troublesome number. But last night in the eighth, they had three straight hits to, in essence, end the ball game. They'll try to carry that momentum as Jordiz Valdez will step in. Valdez waits the first pitch in there for a strike. Valdez, Fox, Burgos, Tolentino, Sanquintin, Frias, Green, Paz, and Durango. The nine due up for the Hillcats. As Valdez fouls this one away. From left to right in the field, Perez, Chirio, Cibrian. in the outfield. And then in the infield, Ferrer, Garcia, Robbie, and Chirinos on the infield with Cibrian behind the dish, the 0-2. Grounded softly right back to the pitcher. A tough play, and he can't glove it as it dropped right in front of him and hit the front and top edge of that bright blue glove as Yordis Valdez will pick up first. He'll await the official score. I would assume that will probably be given a hit as it would have been a tough play with the speed of Valdez booking it down the line. We'll wait for the official word as Jake Fox steps in. They do say a single for Valdez. Hillcats have their first hit of the night. Fox takes up and in, ball one. Last night, Jake Fox scored the first run of the ball game and the second run of the ball game for the Hillcats. The 1-0 throw back over toward first as Valdez is back with a dive. The 1-0. Missing a little bit high. Two balls and no strikes. Walks have been a bit of an issue for Figueroa. As 12 of them to his 16 strikeouts in just 13 innings. 2-0 is in there for a strike. As the count is now 2-1. Valdez taking a big lead over there at first. Not typically a guy that steals much. He has attempted 7 times, but he's been caught 3 of them. Now the 2-1. Check swing, and it's a dead ball as the appeal down to second to see if he went. But they say he did not, and the pitch hit him as Fox slams his bat down in disgust as he appears a little bit shaken up. And now the trainer will come out to take a look at him, our second appearance of Frank Sammons here this evening. Omir Santos and Daniel Robertson also coming to join this conversation. As Fox has been hit quite a few times here this season. He leads the team. That is now his 6th time being hit by a pitch. Three Hillcats were hit last night as Fox still getting looked at, kind of gripping that left knee, hoping it's just a stinger and that he can remain in the ballgame. He is the designated hitter tonight as he is putting on his sliding glove, so he makes his way down to first, kind of walking it off as Sammons and Santos keep their eye on him. So the Hillcats have their first two runners aboard here to lead off the ball game as Jorge Burgos will now step in. Burgos had a single in the first inning as Jake Fox still needs a moment over at first base trying to maybe just get some feeling back in that knee. He did get checked on last night when he dove for a ball behind second that he got a little shaken up on. He stayed in the ball game, and he will here too. Now the first pitch to Jorge Burgos. And he swings on it, drives it out to center field. Chirillo ranges back in front of the wall, reaches up and makes the grab. Both runners will tag. Kind of shocked by that, and both will get in safely. So Jake Fox putting that injured leg to the test as he slides in on the sacrifice fly. Still a little uncomfortable as he stood at second with his hands on his knees. But now, two runners in scoring position with one away and Milan Tolentino up at the dish. Tolentino has had a rough couple nights as his average has dipped to 356. First pitch outside, ball one. Aggressive base running, though, that allowed Fox to move into scoring position as well. Typically, on a hit to center, it's tough for that runner to advance from first. It was hit deep enough. He was able to get there. 1-0. Goes with the off-speed pitch, catching the outside corner, 1-1. Figueroa with a long look in as he comes ready with the 1-1. Tolentino fouls it away, giving chase is Ferrer, but it'll find the seats. That's one ball and two strikes. In his last five games, Tolentino is only batting 188, which has caused the drop in his batting average here. Love to pick up a base knock here, though. Two-strike pitch from Figueroa. Thought about it, but the breaking ball just a bit inside. Two balls and two strikes. So Tolentino with two runners in scoring position has an opportunity to put runs on the board for the Hillcats in this very important matchup. The 2-2. Up high, ball three. Full count now as Junior San Kenton stands on deck. Talk about him when he gets up, making his first appearance. Now the payoff pitch. Little bloop shot right over to short, where Garcia, who was ranged over, will backpedal a few steps and put it away for out number two. So Tolentino's woes continue at the dish. As Junior San Kenton will step in, making his first appearance for the Hillcats after being assigned from extended spring training. Play first base as the pitcher will step off. A big moment here. Two on, two away, both runners in scoring position as San Kenton looks to drive in an RBI in his first at bat. First pitch drilled him right in the knee. That's the second hit batter of the inning. And San Kenton, he's shaken up now too, as this does not bode well, as both the trainer, Omer Santos, and Daniel Robertson will go down to check on him. As that one was a fastball that drilled him. That's the second time a Hillcat has been hit, and both times they've been a little shaken up. Figueroa coming into tonight had not hit a batter all season, but he's hit two here in the first inning, and the bases are loaded with two away for Dian Frias, last night's hero, who tripled off the right field wall in the bottom of the eighth inning to give the Hillcats a two-run lead. He has the opportunity now to put a couple runs on the board if he can put one in play. Valdez at third, Fox at second, and San Kenton over at first. First pitch to Frias. Driven to deep right field, going back is Cipien. Up against the wall, it is gone! Dian Frias with the grand salami! His first home run of the season blows this one open. The Hillcats lead 4-0. After the triple last night, a grand slam tonight. Dian Frias may have found his stroke at the plate. Hillcats lead 4-0 as this one in there to Isaiah Green. Rios made him pay for drilling two of the Hillcats hitters as Green fouls it off the catcher. It's 0-2. The first grand slam of the season for the Hillcats. 0-2. Breaking ball misses outside. 1-2. And it came in a very important game as a battle for first place taking place right in front of us. The 1-2. In the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Peel down to first. They say he did not go. So Jefferson Figueroa, who had only given up 5 earned runs coming into tonight, has given up 4 here in the first inning, nearly doubling his total. As Green drives this one out to center field, but not deep enough, as Chirillo will range back a few steps to put it away. But the Hillcats take advantage of some errant pitching from Jefferson Figueroa, and Dian Frias makes him pay with the first grand slam of the year and his first home run of the season and of his pro ball career. We'll be back with the second inning of action right after this timeout. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando al Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Hillcats 4-0 lead over the Mudcats as Dian Frias delivers a grand slam in the first inning, the first of the season for the Hillcats, the first of his season and the first of his career, as Hillcats exploding the door open in the first inning. Now it'll be up to Trenton Denholm to try to keep that lead as Jesus Chirinos will step in. First pitch is in there for a called strike. So the Mudcats have some work to do. But baseball is a long ball game. 4-0 in the first means almost nothing in the grand scheme of the ball game. As the appeal down to first, they say he did not go in the check swing. And it's 1-1. That lead can shift in a hurry. Foul tipped for strike two. Denholm had 2 strikeouts in the first inning. That's the 1-2. Cut right through it, and Denholm picks up his 3rd of the night. As this Hillcats ball club so far tonight looks extremely motivated. They know what's on the line, and they know that winning tonight doesn't clinch that playoff berth, as Edbert Perez swings through the first pitch, 0-1. But they also understand that they have to win quite a few games this series. Perez drives it to right field, giving chase to Durango. He's got enough speed to catch up to it for out number 2. Hillcats obviously trying to build a bit of a lead this series if they can regain first place after that disappointing series against the Fireflies where they lost first place. Zach Robbie in. He takes the ball inside. If they win tonight, they will move a half game ahead of these Mudcats with 4 games left in the series. As Robbie fouls it right at the head of his first base coach, who drops to the ground. It's 1-1. Edholm into the motion. As Robbie fouls away the fastball yet again. 1-2. Denholm works fastball, changeup, curveball. Seen a lot of that fastball here early on, the 1-2. Went with the off-speed pitch, and the count is even at 2 apiece. Robbie is batting .278 with no home runs and 12 RBIs. He steps in with 2 away. Now the 2-2 pitch. Tried to drop it in there, but a little low. The count runs full. Denholm trying to end the inning. Robbie trying to extend it. The Hillcats lead 4-0. Denholm fires. Grounded up the middle. That'll be a base hit for Robbie. As that'll be their second hit of the evening. To bring up Alvaris Ferrer, who went 0-2 before being removed in the eighth inning for a pinch hitter, as he had struck out twice. Really, not even made contact with the ball. Denholm fires one in there. Off-speed pitch as Ferrer wildly swang through it for strike one. Now the 0-1. Tried to go outside, but just missing a little wide. 1-1. Ferrer, when he makes contact, can drive it a long way. He does have 4 home runs. A big strikeout threat. This one finds the zone. 1-2. In his first at-bat, though, yesterday, he barely had time to get settled in before Jack Leftwich set him down 1-2-3. Now the pitch from Denholm. Swung on and missed as Ferrer continues to struggle here in this series through 2 games. The inning is over. And the Hillcats still lead 4-0. We head to the bottom half of the second inning. Don't go anywhere. More Hillcats action coming up after the break. Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnson, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hillcats leading 4-0 after the grand slam from Dian Frias, who broke this one open in the bottom of the first inning after a rough inning for Jefferson Figueroa, who returns to the mound here in the second. Figueroa hit 2 batters and then gave up the grand slam on the first pitch to Frias. He now trails 4-0. It'll be Richard Paz, Luis Durango, and Yordis Valdez due up for Lynchburg. as they will look to extend this lead. I think that eighth inning last night did wonders for this ball club. They had been struggling to get hits the past few ball games. And then Frias, who is much more than an energy guy, but very much so an energy guy, when he hit that triple, you could kind of see a shift in momentum. First pitch outside, ball one. And I say energy guy loosely, because oftentimes that can get misconstrued as a guy who just brings the fire and the passion. As the 1-0 catches the top part of the zone for a strike. And it may mean that he's not that talented, but as we've seen tonight, Frias is immensely talented. The 1-1. Upstairs, 2-1. Not just at the dish, but in the field as well. One of the better gloves for this infield of the Hillcats. 2-1. As Paz swings through it, two balls and two strikes. So energy guy in this situation means a lot more than just a guy who pumps up the crowd or pumps up the dugout. 2-2. Outside, and the count goes full. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball, and Paz knew it as soon as it hit the glove as he walks back to the dugout. That'll be Figueroa's first strikeout of the evening. Luis Durango now will step in. Durango reached base twice yesterday, including being hit by a pitch. He swings at his first pitch, drives it into left field, ranging over his Perez right on the line. Little jump, and he puts it away for out number two. So back to the top of the order as Yordis Valdez will step in. He singled back in the first, as the slider catches the corner for strike one. Valdez would then score on the grand slam. He swings here, drives it into left field, but hooking, foul. No balls, two strikes. Valdez is seeing much more playing time since the first few weeks of the season. Some of that due to the injury to Will Bartlett, the 0-2. He fouls this one away to stay alive. He's almost entered the everyday rotation. He's just a little bit behind in games played. Two strike pitch. He slaps at it and pops it up down the third base line as Ferrer ranges over, puts it away for out number three. So a quick inning for Figueroa as he settles down from his unfortunate first. As we head to the third, Hillcats leading 4-0. If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Hillcats with a 4-0 lead off the bat of Dion Frias with the grand slam in the first inning. Trenton Denholm, though, on the mound. He's pitched well through two innings, giving up two base hits, but he's already set down four Mudcat hitters. As he looks to continue The outing he started last week where he went five innings only giving up one hit and no runs. He had four strikeouts all of last week. Already four here tonight through two innings. He'll face Jeremy Vargas, though, to lead off the inning. He was an Achilles heel for the Hillcats yesterday as he doubled and singled and scored twice. He comes out swinging at the first pitch for strike one. A big gap in between short and second. He can drive it up the middle. He can run for miles. The 0-1. Upstairs, 1-1. Third base, shortstop, and left field pulled way toward the line. Everyone else well to the right of second base. 1-1. Swings right through it again for strike two. So an interesting quasi shift here for Vargas. Two strike pitch. Upstairs, 2-2. Denholm into the motion. And he gets him swinging there for out number one, his fifth strikeout of the night. As Arbert Sipien will step back in now. He singled in the first but got stranded at second. Sipien had both of the RBIs last night for these Mudcats. We trail by four here this evening. Denholm pounds the zone for strike one. The 0-1. Down with the breaking ball for strike two. Denholm was originally drafted by the Red Sox out of high school, but decided to go and attend college. As the two-strike pitch rounded over between first and second, and San Quentin lets it squirt by into right field for a base knock. Second base hit of the day for Sipien. Denholm would go on to attend UC Irvine, where he majored in education sciences. In his last season there, he went 82 innings, 6-2, 4.61 ERA, 70 strikeouts, and 28 walks. He's got a runner on with one away. First pitch to Eduardo Garcia is upstairs for ball one. We saw Sipien advance towards second when he took off on a hit and run. It was grounded right up the middle into the arms of Valdez. Interesting to see if he takes off here. The 1-0. Fouled away. And it's 1-1. Garcia struck out looking back in the first. The first strikeout of the night for Denholm. Now the 1-1. In the dirt, ball two. Sipien over at first has nine steals on the year. He'd only been caught twice before last night when he got caught two times again. 2-1. Fouled away as Garcia tries to fight it off. And the count is even at two. Sun setting out toward left field. Back behind the big steeple church on Ford Ave. The first throw over to first, not in time. As Denholm with a quick move almost got him. As junior San Quentin whipped the tag down. But the umpire calls him safe, and that's the umpire that Hillcats had some issues with yesterday. The 2-2. Tries to go low And the count runs full as Denholm has some words for his glove. Wind is gone completely silent now. It was blustery before the game, swirling in all different directions. But now it's as calm as can be. Payoff pitch. Runner breaks for second, and it's grounded over toward third. Charged by Tolentino, but he has no play as it was hit too softly to do anything. So Garcia will have an infield single with one away. Two on, one out for Jackson Chirillo. And as we mentioned, these four-run leads early in the ballgame can change rather quickly, as now with one swing of a bat, could be a one-run ballgame, tying run on deck with one away. Chirillo grounded into the fielder's choice in the first. It's the first pitch in there right at the knees for a called strike. Denholm comes set, checks second, now fires. Missing away, one ball, one strike. So a crucial moment here in the third inning for the Mudcats as they look to crawl their way back into this one. A 1-1 is popped up and out of play. It'll be one ball and two strikes. Hillcats could use a ground ball here to end the inning. As Denholm looks to work out of this trouble. He has forced two double plays this year. Another 1-2. Fouled back to the curtain. The count remains the same. The only pitcher on the staff who has forced more double plays would be Renny Artiles with three. Hillcats, though, much more known for their strikeouts than their forcing of ground balls. Now the 1-2. Lined into right field. Going back is Durango. This was given a jolt, and it's over the wall for a home run. And just like that, it's a one-run ball game. Jackson Chirillo with his second home run of the season. Cuts the lead down to one. And Carolina is right back into this one. As that's the fifth hit that Denholm has allowed here. Now the first pitch to the catcher, outside, ball one. There's some movement in the Hillcats bullpen. It looks like some stretching going on. The 1-0. Outside, two balls and no strikes. So a 4-3 ball game. As Carolina's put a crooked number up on the board here in the third. 2-0 lined into center field. Burgos will wait back on it and give a little squat and put it away for out number two. That'll bring up Chirinos. Struck out back in the second. These past few at-bats, though, Carolina getting much better contact in the bat on the ball. The second time through the order. This pitch down low, ball one. Denholm trying to get out of it. 1-0. Rounded foul, one ball, one strike. One-one. Breaking ball slapped into right field. That'll be another base knock as Carolina really timing up these pitches the second time through the order. So Hedbert Perez now, as we'll get our first look at the Hillcats pitching coach, Kevin Arminio. As he makes his walk to the mound to have a word with his right-hander,
who
pitched very well the first time through the order, only giving up two base knocks. But already five batters through the second time through the order. And he's given up four hits and three runs. Then Holm, trying to give some length for the Hillcats here. They don't have to tap into their bullpen too early. As the three-run bomb from Jackson Chirillo has trimmed this lead down to one. As Hedbert Perez, who also, with one swing of the bat, could give Carolina the lead. First pitch comes out swinging at the high fastball for strike one. Runner on first, two away. Three runs already on the board for Carolina. The 0-1 took something off of it and had Perez out in front, 0-2. Cats would like to get out of this inning with the lead. Two-strike pitch from Denholm. Long look in. Now he fires. Swung out and missed on a ball in the dirt as Paz hops up and tags the bat of Perez, and the inning is over. But not before three runs are put on the board for Carolina as they now trail 4-3. We'll be right back with the bottom half of the third after this timeout.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, where the Hillcats currently hold a one-run lead after giving up three in the third inning, as Trenton Denholm giving up the three-run home run after a solid first two innings. Jefferson Figueroa back on the mound for Carolina here in the third, as Lynchburg will look to extend their lead. Figueroa went 1-2-3 in the second. He will now face the heart of the order in Jake Fox, Jorge Burgos, and Milan Tolentino. Fox was hit by a pitch in the first inning. So Jake Fox will step in. The infield pulled toward the right side. Watches a first pitch strike to get the at-bat underway. Hillcats still only with two base hits, but have that four spot due to the pair of hit batters. This one popped into right field. Sipien gives way to Chirillo for out number one. That'll bring out Jorge Burgos. Burgos had the sacrifice fly in the first inning that moved both runners into scoring position. As Lefty watches one outside, ball one. Now the 1-0. In the dirt, ball two. Burgos came out swinging on the first pitch in that first at-bat and drove one to deep center field, where it was finally put away, the 2-0. He lines this one right at the second baseman. Two-hopper. Robbie flips on to first for out number two. So Figueroa has really settled down since that first inning, as Milan Tolentino will step in now. Breaking ball catches the outside corner for strike one. Now the 0-1. Missing again. One ball, one strike. Tolentino lined out in his first trip, as this one at his back leg as he steps out. Two balls and a strike. Really wasn't much of a liner, more of a bloop shot over towards short. Two-one. Fights it off. Two balls and two strikes. That one was up on his hands. Tolentino looks to try to end that drought. 2-2. Opposite high down the third baseline. Ferrer in a full sprint. Can't get there as it lands out in front of him. He gets tripped up and comes up a little gimpy as he sprinted down that third baseline. 2-2. Came up hobbling a little bit. Maybe his cleat got caught on something, but he's walking better now as he heads back in toward first, third base. Two away here with nobody on for Tolentino. The 2-2 pitch from Figueroa. Breaking ball just misses, as Cibrian thought it was strike three. He had popped up and made a move toward the first base dugout. Count is full. The pitch lined into left field again by Tolentino, but it hooks foul and out of play. It's weird to see a guy who's batting 353 and say that he's in a drought, but he is. Payoff pitch lined into left field. Ranging back is Perez up in front of the warning track, puts it away for out number three. So another 1-2-3 inning for Jefferson Figueroa, who has really settled in after that first inning. We head to the fourth. Hillcats still cling to that one-run lead, 4-3.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
Happy birthday! Woo!
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Fourth inning about to get underway here at Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. A one-run lead for Lynchburg. 4-3 the score. Three runs, six hits, no errors for Carolina. Four runs, two hits, no errors for Lynchburg. Trenton Denholm back on the mound for the Hillcats after a rough third inning, trying to settle back in and avoid any further trouble and keep that lead for the Hillcats. sure to give us a follow on social media at Twitter and Instagram, LYN Hillcats. If you're tuning in tonight, give us a tweet at LYN Hillcats. Let us know where exactly you're tuning in from for this first place matchup. Hillcats sit a half game back of these Carolina Mudcats in the North Division as we approach the midway point. As we know by now, playoff spot on the line. Zach Roby fouls it off for strike one. Robbie singled in the second inning to keep that inning alive before being stranded on first base. Denholm with the 0-1. Grounded right back at his head. A good job to grab it as he flips on over toward first for out number one. That's a scary play. Whenever it comes right back to the mound like that, it's just a reaction type play. You're not doing anything other than self-defense. And Denholm defended himself well there as Ferrer will step in. Sky turning yellow as the sun begins to fade. Fouled away for strike one. The shadows becoming an issue as the pitcher's mound is partially covered. The top of Denholm still in the sun. The bottom half in the shade. The 0-1. Rounded softly toward third. Tolentino charges, gloves, flips onto first. Got him! Great play there from Milan Tolentino. As there's now two away. Now batting the designated hitter, Jeremy Vargas. He struck out in the third inning. For the three runs were put on the board. This pitch here lined into center field. Burgos has to range over to the other side of second base, but puts it away for a quick out number three. So, a quick inning for Trenton Denholm as he sets them down in order, and the Hillcats will cling to that one-run lead for another inning. We head to the bottom half of the fourth. 4-3 lead for these Hillcats. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Become a Hillcat season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats lead 4-3. Jefferson Figueroa back on the mound after two straight 1-2-3 innings. All the runs for the Hillcats came in the first inning. As Alberis Ferrer is being led off the field by the trainer. As they walk slowly away. Gripping two bats and a helmet, so not sure what's wrong with Ferrer. But he will be replaced at third here in the fourth inning by number three, Luis Silva. Silva in to replace Ferrer as Junior Sankentin will step in. He swings at the first pitch, took a healthy hack. He's down in the count 0-1. Sankentin expected to provide some pop to this lineup. as another pitch swinging. Four balls and two strikes. He does strike out, but Hillcats don't have much pop and could use a power bat. The 0-2, foul tipped into the glove for strike three, and that's the first strikeout of San Quentin's career. As Dian Frias will step in now. He drilled the grand slam to right field over the Lynchburg Dental sign for a grand slam to give the Hillcats the 4-0 lead at the time. Watches the first pitch in there for a called strike. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, catch of the zone, and Frias bobbing his head again, just like we saw last night before his triple. Let's see what he does with a two-strike pitch. Takes a big, healthy cut and goes down swinging on a breaking ball for out number two. Isaiah Green will now step in. Green flew out to center field to end the first inning. He's finishing up an impressive month of May. Just a bit high, ball one. Another 1-0. I had to go with the breaking ball in the outside corner, but it didn't break far enough. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch to Green. Down low, three balls, no strikes. So Green trying to keep this inning alive for Richard Paz, who's on deck. This one finds the zone with the fastball. Three balls and a strike. A good hitter's count for Isaiah Green. Now the pitch. Outside, ball four, and Isaiah Green works a walk here. The Hillcats' first base runner since the first inning. That'll bring up Richard Paz. He struck out looking in the second on a breaking ball, which has really been his struggle point as of late. Times up the fastball well. The breaking ball is where he tends to struggle. Runner on first, two away. First pitch now to Paz. Runner breaks for second. The throw is in there for a strike, but Cibrian just could not grip it as Isaiah Green will pick up a stolen base, and he's now in scoring position with two away. He remains perfect on the year in stolen base attempts. His eighth of the year. Now the 0-1 to Richard Paz. A single could extend the lead. Bit outside. One ball and a strike. I wonder if they sent him because they were expecting a breaking ball, something off speed, which gives Isaiah Green a little bit more time to work with. Now the 1-1. Fastball swung on and fouled away. One ball, two strikes. So the Hillcats with one on and two away here. Richard Paz behind in the count. One ball and two strikes. Clinging to that one-run lead. The pitch from Figueroa. In the dirt. Good job by Cibrian to pick it. And keep it right at home plate. The count is even at two apiece. Paz. Looking to extend this inning and maybe extend the lead. The 2-2. Rounded sharply foul. And the count will remain the same. A good job to fight off the breaking ball there. That's a pitch he's been fooled on quite a few times here in the past week. The 2-2 once again from Figueroa. A long look in. He fires. Paz rips it into right field, going back on Inicipian. With space between him and the warning track, puts it away on the run for out number three. We head to the fifth. Hillcats clinging to a one-run lead, 4-3 in this battle of first place. We'll be right back with more baseball coming up after this timeout.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with a Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as Trenton Denholm will remain on the mound for another inning of play after he set down the side quickly in the fourth. Now he will face the trouble spot of the lineup for him in the third, Cipian, Garcia, and Churillo. Those three went 3-for-3 in the third, including the home run by Jackson Churillo. Denholm will hope to have better success here in the fifth to maintain that one-run lead. If the Hillcats hold on to win, they will take over sole possession of first place over these Carolina Mudcats as they sit 2 games ahead of everybody else. 2 weeks to go. The first pitch, a ball inside to Cipian. Now the 1-0. In the dirt, ball two. So Cipian singled and scored in the third and singled in the first before being stranded at second. And he has a lot of speed. So he's a dangerous threat to put aboard. Denholm into the motion. Line into right field and dropping hard for another base hit. Around first, but throw on the brakes there as Durango did a good job to get it back in. That's a third single of the night for Cipian. The tying runner aboard here in the fifth as Eduardo Garcia steps to the dish. He singled as well in the third. Mudcats have tried hit and runs twice here this evening. With Cipian at first. Garcia holds here as he swings to the first pitch, pops it up down the first base line. San Quentin gives it a look along with Paz as it finds 3 rows deep into the seats. Saw San Quentin being very careful over there as he's still not used to the dimensions of the ballpark. Just got here 2 days ago from extended spring training. Now the 0-1 to Garcia. Pickoff move to first. Not in time. As Cipian back with the dive. He almost got picked off in the last inning. The umpire called him safe. Now the 0-1. Lined into left field now. That'll be another base hit. And they have 2 runners aboard again. Back-to-back singles here in the fifth inning. And the Mudcats have something brewing. As Jackson Churillo now will step in. He had the 3-run home run in the third inning that trimmed the lead to 1. Churillo, the number 9 prospect for the Milwaukee Brewers. Only 18 years of age. As he awaits the first pitch from Denholm. Watches the first pitch in the dirt for ball one. Chirillo has a younger brother, though, and I want to give a shout-out to Guardians Perspective, who messaged me on Twitter at JasperL19, and let me know this little note. His younger brother, Jason, was the top signee by the Guardians for the Dominican League, which begins in a week, 1-0. Big, healthy cut. He's even in the count, 1-1. He was their international signee back in January of this year. Jason is projected to be better than Jackson. The 1-1. Catches the outside corner for strike two. And if it's anything that we've seen from this series, Jackson Chirillo has been mighty impressive. His younger brother Jason, 17 years old, could be here, if not higher up in the organization at this point next year. The 1-2, foul tipped into the glove for strike three. So Chirillo goes down for out number one as Denholm tries to get out of this inning without allowing a run. That'll bring up Jose Cibrian. Cibrian bats from the right-hand side with one away and two aboard. Swings at the first pitch and golfs it out to right field. Durango ranges back a couple steps in front of the warning track, puts it away for out number one as Cibrian will tag and go toward third, so it'll be runners at the corners with two away. That'll bring up Chirinos, who singled in the third but struck out in the second. He has the tying runner at third base, the leading run at first. It'll be interesting to see if they send the runner in motion over at first. This is an aggressive base running team. As Garcia has 6 stolen bases on the year. He's at first. Big cut from Chirinos. He's down to the count, 0-1. Now the 0-1. Another healthy cut, and it's 0-2. So Denholm a strike away from getting out of it and maintaining this one-run lead in this tightly contested matchup. The two-strike pitch. Inside, backed him off the plate with the fastball, 94 miles an hour. As he reared behind that one, it's 1-2. Cibrian at third, Garcia at first. Chirinos at the dish. The 1-2, runner breaks for second, swung on and missed, and Denholm gets out of it. A pressure situation did not faze Denholm there, as the Hillcats still cling to that one-run lead. We had the bottom half of the fifth, Lynchburg leading 4-3.
Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999. Become a member of Southpaw's free kids club today and receive access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's free kids club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Petway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats currently hold a 4-3 lead. As Jefferson Figueroa back on the mound for another inning of work. He settled in after that wild first inning that saw a grand slam from Diane Frias to open up the scoring here tonight. Since then, he's only allowed one base runner, and that was last inning on a walk. This is already his longest outing of the year. He had not gone longer than 3 1/3 when he faced the Hillcats the first time around in Carolina. He allowed 4 hits in that one, no runs, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Tonight, though, he's gone 4 full and looking for more. There is an arm getting loose in the Mudcats bullpen. As Luis Durango will step in to lead off the fifth, it'll be Durango, Valdez, and Fox. He squares around, bunts it over toward third. Tough play, barehanded grab by Ferrer. Excuse me. By his replacement, Silva. And he fires on to first to get Durango. Excellent play there from Silva, who is listed on the roster as a catcher. But he looked like a natural third baseman there. Yordis Valdez will step in now with one away. Watches the first pitch in there for a strike. The Hillcats still only have 2 hits on the night. One of them was that grand slam. Now the 0-1. Driven to center field. Chirillo comes in on it and snags it for out number 2. Jake Fox now. He was hit by a pitch in the first. Popped out to center in the third. He'll step in again against Figueroa. This one up high, ball 1. Figueroa up over 65 pitches now. As Fox watches this one in there for a called strike. The 1-1. In there again, 1-2. Gorgeous sunset here tonight as the sky is turning red. 2-strike pitch with 2 away from Figueroa. Fox lines it foul right at the Mudcats dugout to stay alive. Dangerous spot to be in, as at that angle where one could get rifled in there really quickly. The 1-2. Fox lines it between third and short and into left field for a base hit, as that's the Hillcats' first base hit since the first inning. So Jorge Burgos now will look to keep this inning alive. With Fox over at first. Fox is a threat to run. He's second on the team with 10 stolen bases. He's only been caught once, too, so he picks his spots wisely. Jorge Burgos now with the pickoff move to first. Back with a dive is Fox. As they're well aware of the scouting reports at this point in the year. As Figueroa, the long look in. He fires. Burgos takes up high, ball 1. You can see Figueroa there check first about 3 times before firing. As Fox, very good at getting in a pitcher's head. The 1-0. Outside, 2-0. Whenever Fox is on, it always seems like whoever's on the mound gets a little bit more rattled, as they know he can run, and he tends to dance around once he gets into scoring position to try and throw them off their rhythm. The 2-0. Good breaking ball finds the zone, 2-1. Burgos, 0-for-1 on the day. 0-for-2. We did have that sack fly in the first. Move the runners over. Now the 2-1. Fastball catches the corner, evening the count at 2 apiece. So 2 away, 1 aboard here in the bottom half of the fifth. Hillcats with the 1-run lead. The 2-2 come after a pickoff move as Fox is in there safely. It's the second pickoff attempt of the at-bat from Figueroa. So now the 2-2 to Burgos. Runner breaks for second. Burgos swings. It's a drop third strike. Oh, they say he touched it. And so it'll be a foul tip. And the inning will continue. Burgos barely getting a piece of that. As it dribbled between the legs of Cibrian. He may have been able to beat that out if he didn't touch it. I don't know if it would have gotten through him if he didn't. I guess we'll never know. Fox broke on the last pitch as the 2-2 now. Burgos fouls it back to the screen. Fox held there. And he stays alive. So Jorge Burgos trying to keep the inning alive for Milan Tolentino, who stands on deck. Fox over at first. With 2 away, the 2-2. Fouled away in a good battle brewing here as we have a balk called. And so Jake Fox will take second. As we mentioned, he is a guy that gets into pitchers' heads. Looked like he did so there, forcing the balk on Figueroa, who has really slowed down his pace in this at-bat, knowing that Fox is on with nobody in front of him. Now the 2-2 to Burgos, the runner in scoring position. He lines this into left center field, heading toward the wall. That'll get down right in front of it and bounce off the wall. Fox will score. The throw comes into second, but not before Burgos steps in with an RBI double. It's a big hit for the Hillcats. As a much-needed insurance run here in the fifth, moves the lead back up to 2 runs. Burgos went opposite field there to drop that one into the gap. As the Hillcats now lead 5-3. Catcher going out to the mound to have some words with Figueroa as Tolentino will step in. My assumption would be Trenton Denholm's day is done as he's gone 5 innings already. Has not gone longer on the season. But Figueroa trying to get out of the fifth himself. A runner on second and a run already in. Tolentino drives this one into right field. That'll drop for a base hit. Burgos around third. He's being waved around. The throw comes to the plate. They got him. As Burgos tried to slide underneath the tag. And he's gunned down at home plate. And Omer Santos wants to have a word with the umpire. As Tolentino with a good rip into right. Could not drive the run home, even though the throw was up the line. The bang-bang play at the dish. But nevertheless, it's a 5-3 ball game. Hillcats leading as we'll meet the new pitcher coming up after this timeout.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Now back to the field, here's Jason Prill.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, where the score is 5-3 after the Hillcats extend the lead in the fifth inning. The RBI double from Jorge Burgos that scored Jake Fox. And a new pitcher on the mound is Bronny Munoz. We'll meet him in a second. But Trenton Denholm's day is done. He goes five innings, giving up eight hits, three runs. They were all earned on the home run from Jackson Chirillo. He did not walk one, which is the good news, and eight strikeouts. So Denholm in line for the victory here if the score were to hold. Right now, Munoz stepping on the mound, making his 10th appearance. He's gone 21 innings with a 1-1 record, a 3.86 ERA. 26 strikeouts and 4 walks. He does like to pound the zone. Last week against Columbia, he went 3 1/3, giving up 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, while allowing a home run. He will have the task of trying to hold on to this lead. As a 2-run lead, not enough room to mess around with, as Hedbert Perez, Zach Robbie, and Luis Silva will be due up for Carolina in this first place battle of the Cats. Munoz, he fires up high to Perez for ball one. One ball, no strikes as he goes into the motion, and it's popped high on the infield. Ranging over is Tolentino. In fair play, comes back toward the mound and puts it away for out number one. That'll bring up Zach Roby. He's 1-for-2 with a single in the second. Robbie takes a strike on the outside corner for strike one. Munoz stands at 6-1, but he's a lanky 6-1. 0-1 fouled away. I'd argue that he's a little bit taller. Standing next to him, I feel much shorter than I do standing next to someone at 6-1. That might be because he only weighs 170. Looks like he could be blown over with a stiff breeze. The 0-2. Up high, ball one. He fires again. Breaking ball, and he got him swinging as Robbie down on strikes. That's the ninth strikeout of the day for Hillcats pitching, as Luis Silva now will step in. Silva came in for Alberis Ferrer, who we assume left with an injury. He came up limping on a play down the third baseline all the way out into left field, as this one driven into center field for a base hit. Silva will reach with two away here. But Ferrer sprinting down that line to try to catch a foul ball. Came up a little hobbled. Stayed in the ball game at that point, but then was pulled an inning later and left with the trainer. Silva taking his place is on first with Jeremy Vargas at the dish with two away. First pitch swinging, fouled away, strike one. Starting to get darker here in Lynchburg as we started a half hour late due to a rain delay. The 0-1 in the dirt. Good job by Paz to keep it in front of him. 1-1. Rain really came out of nowhere. It was mid-90s today with humidity. But then the weather just changed in an instant. And the rain came down and we pulled the tarp. 1-1. Breaking ball misses on the inside corner. Two balls and a strike. Rained for about 20 or so minutes before we pulled the tarp back off again. We got ready for game time. The 2-1. Driven into left field. In between third and short. That's another base hit for Vargas this series. And now back to the top of the order with the ever-dangerous Arbert Sipien. Sipien is 3-for-3 with three singles. Came around to score in the third on the home run from Jackson Chirillo. Sipien has been a tough out for the Hillcats this series. He is 5-for-7 so far through these two games. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. Tying runner at first, the go-ahead run at the dish. Here in the top of the sixth. The 0-1 from Munoz. Rounded over towards short. Valdez with a chest-high glove. Flips on to Frias at second to get the runner for out number three. So a 6-4 fielder's choice to end the inning. Leaves a runner stranded. We head to the bottom half of the sixth. The Hillcats leading 5-3. We'll be right back after this timeout. Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats with a 5-3 lead. Once again, my name is Jason Prill, bringing you Hillcats action all season long. Jefferson Figueroa's day is done for the Mudcats. He goes five innings. Gives up five hits, five runs. All of them were earned, one walk and three strikeouts. As he gives way to Miguel Segura, making his 10th appearance of the season. He has made five starts as well, but this will be a relief outing. He's 1-1 with a 4.5 ERA in 30 innings. He's given up 15 runs, 27 walks, and 26 strikeouts. So much like Figueroa, command a bit of an issue. First pitch swung on by San Quentin. He was hit by a pitch in the first and struck out in the fourth. The 0-1. In the dirt into the backstop. Ball and a strike. The 1-1. And the dirt again. Two balls and a strike. Segura is 6'1", 160, 20 years of age from Venezuela. As the 2-1 pitch. Grounded right back to him. A good snag by Segura. He flips on to first to retire San Quentin. Route number one. The That'll bring up Diane Frias. Frias had the grand slam in the first inning and struck out swinging in the fourth. First pitch to him. He squares around and tries to drop it down the third base line, but he calls it back to the screen instead for strike one. So Frias, with the infield shifted over toward the right-hand side, tried to get a cheeky base hit, the 0-1. He swings at this one, 0-2. 92 on the gun from Segura. Now the two-strike pitch. Up high, one ball, two strikes. One away here in the sixth. 5-3 lead for Lynchburg. And 1-2. Popped high in the air. Sipien charges in on it. Lost it for a second, but then regained it in the lights for out number two. Isaiah Green now into the box. He walked and stole second in the fourth before being left stranded there. Green looking to keep the inning alive here in the sixth. The pitch. One ball, no strikes. Segura into the motion as Green grounds this over to first. Chirinos caught in between but gloves it and steps on the bag himself for the third out of the inning, and the sixth comes to a close. 5-3 lead for the Hillcats as we turn to the seventh. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcat season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando a Lynchburg Hillcat Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Hillcats with a 5-3 lead over the Mudcats in the first place battle of the Cats. Winner of this one will have sole possession of first place as only a half game separates the two. Coming into tonight, Carolina had the lead, but Lynchburg trying to do everything they can to steal back that first place lead as we approach the midway point of the season with the playoff spot on the line. Davis Sharp now on the mound for the Hillcats. He's been one of the most reliable arms for the team this season. Munoz goes an inning with two hits, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. So Sharp making his 14th appearance with just under 22 innings. He's 3-2 with a 1.25 ERA. 34 strikeouts and 3 walks. In his last outing against Columbia, the right-hander went 1 1/3 with one hit, no runs, no walks, and two strikeouts. As stands at 6'4", 210 from Arlington, Texas. A Clemson grad. Now face Eduardo Garcia, heart of the order. Rounded over towards short. Valdez picks it and flips on to first for out number one. So quick first out for Davis Sharp. He's been tough to get hits off of. all season long. As Jackson Chirillo will step in. Sharp has only given up 14 hits in 21 innings. This pitch catches the outside corner for strike one. Got incredible numbers in his per nine ratios. The 0-1. Same spot with the fastball, 0-2. 14 strikeouts per nine and down to about one in walks per nine. He's given up the same amount of walks as he has runs. Three. The 0-2. Bounces it in the dirt to try to get him to chase. One ball, two strikes. Chirillo had the three-run shot in the third inning, which trimmed the lead for the Hillcats to one. Two-strike pitch. Rounded sharply to third. Diving play by Tolentino off his glove and into left field as Valdez will try to hustle to get there. A throw into second way late as Chirillo will pick up a double on the scorcher down the third baseline. Tolentino almost grabbed it, but missed it by an inch. It came off the top of his glove and bounced over into left field, hit the tarp. And Valdez hustling out there as it was going to be a long run for everyone. Now there's a runner on second with one away. Tying run at the dish in Jose Cibrian. He swings at the first pitch for strike one. So Sharp trying to hold on to this lead for Lynchburg. 11 hits already for the Mudcats. A foul tip. Actually, they say he did not make contact with it as it snuck past Paz. And the runner will advance down to third. I thought I heard it tip off the bat. But instead, it's a wild pitch for Davis Sharp. His fourth of the season. And now the runner is 90 feet away. Cibrian. Down the count, 0-2, though, with one away. Two-strike pitch. Swung on and missed. Into the glove of Paz. And there's two away. That's the second strikeout of the night for the catcher. As Chirinos will try to drive home that run. He has been taking some massive hacks here this evening. Gets his bat on one. It could travel a long way. First pitch outside, ball one. So far tonight, he's 1-for-3 with a single and two Ks. One out. Just missing. Two balls, no strikes. If Chirinos were to reach here, Hedbert Perez would be on deck as the potential go-ahead run. The 2-0. Almost to the backstop again. A good job by Paz to glove that one. And it's 3-0. Have to wonder if maybe Sharp will just pitch around him here and go after the next hitter instead of pumping one right down the plate. We did pump one in there, and Chirinos took a cut. Now the 3-1 pitch with two away. Swung on and missed again. The count goes full, and Davis Sharp all of a sudden back into the at-bat as Chirinos had an opportunity. Work a free pass, but now it's a full count. Breaking ball just misses outside, and he walked a batter here. Something we mentioned he does not do often. That'll bring up Hedbert Perez. That'll bring up a guy who's 0-for-3 but has 20 RBIs on the year. Runners at the corners as he swings through the first pitch for strike one. That one ran in on his hands, and he could not get around on it, and he's down in the count. Here's the go-ahead run. The runner faking toward home. Sharp, not phased, hires it in there again and gets him swinging 0-2. I'd be tempted if I was Sharp here to maybe step off and catch Chirillo as he dances over at third as nobody's been covering him. Now the two-strike pitch. In the dirt, gets away, and that'll score. Oh, it hit him. Oh, that's the best news possible for the Hillcats as it hit off the knee of Paz and got away from him, which would have allowed Chirillo to score, but Perez instead got hit by the pitch, and the runner will have to go all the way back to third. So now the bases are loaded with two away as the pitching coach will appear. Second look at Kevin Arminio as a big moment here. Zach Robbie with a chance to tie the ball game or give them the lead here in the seventh. 5-3. The bases are juiced. Davis Sharp having an uncharacteristic wild afternoon. Surrender the double, a walk and a hit batter to load up the bases. The runner at third has been doing everything he can to get into Sharp's head. Now Tolentino will play a little bit closer to the bag with the right-hander at the dish. He watches a fastball in there for strike one. Chirillo at third. Chirinos at second. And Perez at first. Sharp in there again, 0-2. Big moment here in the top of the seventh. A two-run ball game in favor of the Hillcats. A two-strike pitch from Davis Sharp. Got him swinging! And the Mudcats leave the bases loaded. Davis Sharp worked himself into trouble, and then worked himself out of it. As Victor Estevez had some word for the home plate umpire, maybe complaining about a potential balk, but nothing doing, and the inning is over. Hillcats cling on to that two-run lead. It's time to stretch. We head to the middle of the seventh for this break.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnston, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
So a big moment in the seventh as Davis Sharp loaded the bases, but then struck out Zach Robbie to end the inning and leave him loaded. 5-3 our score as we approach the bottom half of the seventh. Richard Paz, Luis Durango, and Yordis Valdez due up to face Miguel Segura. Richard Paz steps in now, 0-2 on the evening. First pitch catches the outside part of the plate for strike one. A lot of close games recently for the Hillcats. Last night, a difference of two runs. Tonight, they cling to a two-run lead in the seventh. The 0-1. Outside, ball one. In fact, recently, Hillcats haven't had many blowouts. 1-1. In the dirt, two balls and a strike. To end the month of May, in that series against Columbia, as the 2-1 on its way. Outside, as Cibrian not ready for it to go in that location, and it's 3-1. As I was saying, the last series, in the last three games of that series, and the first game of this one against Carolina, were all decided by two runs or less. The 3-1. In there for a called strike, as Paz thought it was ball four. The count is full. He rips this one out past the stretch glove of Garcia and into left field. Paz rounds first. He goes to second as Perez bobbles the ball. And so it should be a single and an error on Perez. So Paz, with the heads up base running, swipes second to lead off the inning. That'll be an error on Perez in left. Luis Durango now will step in. That's the first error of the ballgame. We assume they have not officially awarded it. As of now, I would assume it's an error. Corners are pulled in for Durango, who takes a pitch up high, ball one. They have given him a double, actually. Take it back, no error. Oz picks up a double. The 1-0. Durango fouls it away. 1-1. Durango 0-2. He hopped out to left and grounded out to third. A nice barehanded play by Silva. The 1-1. In the dirt, two balls and a strike. It's a big insurance run on second base right now. A three-run lead is a big difference from a two-run lead. 2-1 pitch. As Durango slaps it at third, a great pick by Silva. He watches Paz back to the bag, and Durango will be retired for out number one. That's where Silva's training at catcher really paid dividends, as that was just a reaction play as he was down in the ready position and his glove just naturally blocked the ball and he gloved it and Paz couldn't go anywhere as Valdez steps in and takes a pitch over the heart of the plate for strike one. Silva looks very comfortable over at third. They have him listed as a catcher, but he has really impressed me over at third so far tonight. The 0-1. Fouled away 0-2. Silva from Venezuela, only 20 years of age, turned 21 2 days after the 4th of July. Two-strike pitch from Segura. Line into left field. Oh, they call it foul. No one can believe it in the Hillcats bullpen, as it looked fair from my angle and from their angle, but not from the umpire's angle, and that's the only one that mattered, as Silva couldn't snag that one. Just creeped foul. Two-strike pitch yet again as Valdez tries to bring home that runner from second. He bloops this one into center field. Chirillo with a long run puts it away for out number two. He ran all the way into left field to get to that one as it kept fading away from him. May have been easier for Perez to grab it. But the Hillcats on the verge of leaving a runner stranded in scoring position. Jake Fox will now have a chance to move him over. He singled back in the fifth and would come around to score on the double from Jorge Burgos. First pitch to him. Breaking ball that finds the zone for strike one. 9 o'clock here in the Hill City. Already 2 hours into this ball game. In the seventh, the 0-1. Runs a bit inside, one ball and a strike. Fox checked his swing. Two-run lead for the Hillcats with the runner on second base. Trying to pad that insurance. The 1-1. Fouled back, 1-2. So Fox has reached base twice, trying to keep this inning alive and get that runner home. A 1-2. Up near his head as he bends out of the way, and the count is even at two apiece. Paz has been dancing out at second base. We don't see that from him much as a guy who pretty stationary on the base paths. He's been hopping around, trying to get into the head of Segura, which has drawn Garcia to play almost directly behind the bag. Another step out, this time by Fox, as trying to get into his head, maybe get him to just pump a fastball over the heart of the plate or leave something hanging. 2-2. Breaking ball, they rung him up. Fox, not a fan, has some words for the home plate umpire as the breaking ball slid right around the back door for out number three. As Omir Santos now having a word. As the umpire letting them have their say, even though you can't argue balls and strikes. Interesting to hear what that conversation would be about. We head to the eighth, though. Hillcats still lead by two. We'll be right back after this timeout.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, we head to the eighth inning, a two-run ball game as Davis Sharp returns for another inning of work. He worked out of trouble. Yeah, the bases loaded in the seventh. Got Zach Robbie swinging to end the inning. It's been a fun one here. If you don't have your tickets for the rest of this week, you're going to want to do so immediately. Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or stop by the box office. Fireworks Friday night. Fireworks Saturday night in a battle of first place ball clubs. It does not get better than that, folks. If you are in the Lynchburg area, come on out to the ballpark. Get your tickets today as it is going to be packed for those ball games. First pitch here to Silva, fouled away for strike one. We'd love to see a sellout crowd. We're expecting massive walk-ups as we are prepping for a full place. The 0-1 inside, 1-1. Already over 1,000 pre-sold tickets for Friday night, which is near, if not above, the season high, the 1-1. Silva pulled out his back foot, and he's behind the count, 1-2. So get your tickets tonight if you want to be here for those fireworks and this incredible matchup, the 1-2. Swung on and missed into the glove of Paz. And that's out number one. Oh, and did I mention on the mound Friday and Saturday for those fireworks night, Rodney Boone and Will Dion. Two players who have already won Carolina Pitcher of the Week. You're not going to want to miss being inside Bank of the James Stadium this weekend. First pitch by Vargas swung on and missed for strike one. The 0-1 now from Sharp. Adam out in front of a breaking ball, 0-2. Davis Sharp with a fastball, cutter, slider, splitter. Two-strike pitch. It was a little bit up high, one ball, two strikes. Good crowd here tonight. 1,048 on hand to watch the Hillcats and the Mudcats. 1-2. Swung right through it for out number two. Two strikeouts now for Davis Sharp in the eighth. Fourth of the night. Looking much more controlled here than he did in the seventh inning. But now he goes back to the top of the order. Face Scipion. He's 3-for-4. First pitch missing inside, ball one. The 1-0 on its way. He pulled his back foot out again. Every time he's thrown that slider, it seems like the Mudcats are pulling that back foot out as kind of gets them leaning. The 1-1. This pitch fouled away. One ball, two strikes. As Sharp tries to avoid any sort of problems here in the eighth. As he's already recorded two strikeouts and a strike away from a third. Breaking ball almost got him. It was a little low. Count is even at two apiece. Base is empty, two away. Hillcats leading 5-3 in the eighth. The pitch. Swung right through it. Davis Sharp gives a little bit of a fist pump as he leaves the mound. And the inning is over. He strikes out the side here in the eighth as Carolina will have three more outs to work with to try and come back in this one. It'll be Burgos, Tolentino, and San Quentin as they come to bat in the eighth. Lynchburg leading 5-3.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Hillcats clinging to a 5-3 lead. Three runs, 11 hits, no errors for Carolina. Five runs, six hits, no errors for Lynchburg. As they look to steal first place away from the Mudcats. Half game separating these two. As the top of the Carolina League North is a tightly contested cluster. Fredericksburg 2.5 out of first. Salem 3 behind, and Down East only 4 behind. Fredericksburg and Down East are the next two opponents on the schedule for the Hillcats. So it won't be easy sledding. Right now, Fredericksburg up 11-3 over Fayetteville as Jorge Burgo steps in, takes down low, ball one. Down East, though, trailing 10-2 to Charleston. That'll help the Hillcats standing a little bit regardless of this outcome, the 1-0. Missing inside and low, two balls, no strikes. Salem is ahead on the Fireflies, 6-1. 2-0. Just a bit outside. That's three balls and no strikes. So a lot of action these final 2 weeks of the first half. As the 3-0 pitch catches the inside corner to Burgos, and it's three balls and a strike. So every game will matter as we approach that point, trying to clinch that playoff berth, the 3-1. Up high, and Burgos draws a walk. As I mentioned earlier, these guys know what's at stake. They understand that they're here to learn and get better and develop and hone their craft, but that doesn't take away from their desire to win ball games and make a postseason run. Because if you can get in, anything can happen. And talking to these guys, they want some jewelry. Now Tolentino into the box. That one is low for ball one. So five out of the first six pitches have been balls here in this inning. From Miguel Segura. The 1-0 now. Inside at his feet, and it goes to the backstop, so Burgos will move into scoring position with nobody away here. Similar situation to what we had in the last inning. But that's six balls here. Start the eighth. And the catcher will go out to talk to his right-handed reliever. Nobody getting ready in the bullpen for the Mudcats. They may have somebody already warm that I just missed, but nobody actively getting loose as of now. As Milan Tolentino ahead of the count 2-0 with a much-needed insurance run at second base. First place on the line. 2-0. Breaking ball misses high. Three balls and no strikes. And Segura struggling to buy a strike here this evening. This was Wheel of Fortune. He'd be near bankrupt. The 3-0. Up high again, and he walked him. So 8 out of 9 pitches here. And he's walked the first two batters he's faced. Still no trip out from the dugout as they trust Segura to get out of this one. As soon as I say that, I jinx it. And the pitching coach will make a walk out. Drew Thomas, our first look at him this evening. In a big spot here. Carolina with one more inning to work with. Does not want to fall behind any more than two. But a great job by the Hillcats hitters as they've been patient here. These last few innings. Actually, really just this inning. They've walked to lead off this inning. The conversation breaks as two on, nobody away, and Junior Sancantin, the newcomer to the city of Lynchburg, just arrived yesterday from Arizona. Swings at the first pitch, fouls it off down the third base line. Out of play, strike one. Big moment here for the newcomer. He stands at 6 foot, 172. The 0-1. Just a bit inside, one ball, one strike. He was hit by a pitch in the first and came around to score on the Frias grand slam. He would love to pick up his first RBI and base hit of his career as the 1-1. Up high, two balls and a strike. And so Segura has thrown 12 pitches here in this inning, and 10 of them have been balls. Now the 2-1. Rounded sharply towards first, but just foul as Segura got away with the breaking ball. Segura trying to get the first out of the inning as San Quentin needs to put up a run. The 2-2. Up and away, the count goes full. There is a base open. You don't want to load the bases with nobody away, because the last time Frias saw the bases loaded, he hit one out of here. The payoff pitch swung right through it for out number one. So a much needed out for Miguel Segura, as it'll be Dion Frias now with one away, who will be tasked with trying to drive home that runner from second. Frias, 1-for-3, but that one was a big one. A grand slam in the first inning. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it off for strike one. Frias' average up to 250. Has that one home run, now 16 RBIs. Two aboard here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Hillcats leading by two in the battle of the Cats. The 0-1. Pumped it by him at 90 miles an hour for strike two. Frias takes a walk around the dish as he settles back in for the two-strike pitch. Isaiah Green on deck. The 0-2. Up high, one ball, two strikes. Frias, only 19 years old, stands at 5'9", 180. He used all of it to blast that one out in the first. Two-strike pitch. Cut through a breaking ball, and he goes down swinging for out number two. So Segura is an out away from getting out of it after walking the first two hitters. He's struck out the next two. Burgos at second, Tolentino at first, Isaiah Green at the dish. Base knock here should score one. He watches the first pitch in there for a called strike. Due up in the ninth for Carolina, the heart of the order, Garcia, Chirillo, and Cibrian. The 0-1. Breaking ball just catches the outside corner, much to the disdain of the crowd. No balls, two strikes on Isaiah Green. He will have to protect here if he wants to try and score that runner from second. Two on, two out. Isaiah Green steps out. Segura trying to get out of it. The 0-2 pitch. Line foul, out of play. They'll do it again. Sun is completely gone now as we approach 9:30 here in Lynchburg. Two strikes on Isaiah Green as he tries to extend this inning. As Segura checks second and fires. Green chops it over toward first. And Chirinos will take it himself to end the inning. So we head to the ninth. A two-run lead for the Hillcats as they'll bring on a new pitcher. When we come back, don't go anywhere. We got an exciting ninth coming up after this.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trey Benton, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Right on cue with that rejoin, Trey Benton steps on the mound, making his 13th appearance in 15 innings. He's 1-2 with a 1.2 ERA, 24 strikeouts and 5 walks. He had not allowed a run until his last outing on Sunday, when he blew the save and suffered the loss to the Fireflies. He went one inning, giving up 3 hits, 2 runs, no walks, 1 strikeout in the loss. On the season, he is 3-for-5 in save appearances. He's got a 14.4 K per 9, 3 walks per 9. As he looks to slam the door shut here and move the Hillcats into first place. But he has the heart of the order due up. Garcia, Chirillo, and Cibrian. Eduardo Garcia, 2-for-4 with 2 singles. He did score in the third. Sharp went 2 innings with 5 strikeouts and 1 walk. He gives way to Trey Benton. Try to close the door. First pitch is down low. First ball one. Benton from Wilmington, North Carolina, the 2019 15-round pick of the Guardians organization. The 1-0. Line right back to him. Frias ranges over. Backhanded slide. Throwing to first. Not in time. Frias gave every last ounce of effort he could to get to that one, as he made an incredible play behind the bag. But Garcia hustling down the line has brought the tying run to the plate in Jackson Chirillo. He hit a home run back in the third and doubled in the seventh. And he stands in with a runner on first and nobody away in the top of the ninth. Benton with the pitch. Breaking ball had him swinging for the fences, strike one. The crowd of just over 1,000 trying to urge this team to victory. Chirillo waits the one strike pitch as it's in the dirt and gets past Paz, but Garcia had no read on it as he remains at first, even though he could have taken second. Nothing ever comes easy as Hillcats trying to move into the first place spot in the Carolina League North. They knew it was going to be tough. This whole series. Garcia out first, the 1-1 to Chirio. Another big curveball swung on and missed. 1-2. 76 miles an hour as he pulled the string. The 1-2. Runner holds, and it bounces in front of home plate again. 2-2. Chirio is the tying run at the dish. The winning run, or go-ahead run, I should say, is on deck in Jose Cibrian. The 2-2 to Chirio. Breaking ball did a good job to fight it off to stay alive. Chirio has taken some massive cuts in this at-bat. As he looks to tie the ball game with one swing. The 2-2. Fastball blew it by him. Foul tipped into the glove. And it's out number one. It's a big first out for Trey Benton as Chirio has been one of the toughest outs all season for Carolina. Jose Cibrian will now step in from the right-hand side. Benton already leaned in, waiting for Cibrian to step in. He looks at first and comes set. Runner goes, pitches in there for a strike as Paz decides to eat it and not throw down to second. So Garcia is in there with a stolen base. One run doesn't kill you, two runs do. Cibrian down in the count, 0-1. Benton fires. Tries to go with the breaking ball, but leaves it a little short. A ball and a strike. Make sure to stay tuned for the post-game show. Or as if this score holds, Andre Vial will have a post-game interview with one of the Hillcats. If not, we'll recap the whole game ourselves. The 1-1. Breaking ball in there, strike two. So, Cibrian recorded two strikeouts here this evening. He's down on the count, 1-2. The pitch from Benton. Swung out and missed in the dirt as Paz will hop up out of his crouch and throw down to first for out number two. And the Mudcats are down to their final strike. Excuse me, their final out. And it'll rely on the bat of Jesus Chirinos. Chirinos is 1-for-3 with a walk. Single would score the run from second. First pitch inside and low, ball one. Benton trying to pick up that fourth save as in his last trip out, he blew it in the ninth against Columbia when he gave up two runs to give them the lead. The 1-0. Fastball in the dirt. And Oz did a good job to smother it. Two balls, no strikes. Tying run at the dish. Go ahead, run on deck. In Hedbert Perez. If Chirinos can get aboard. There are two away here in the top of the ninth. Hillcats leading 5-3. The pitch. Looked like Chirinos stepped out of the box midway through his swing. As he now picks up strike one. Benton with a long look in. The right-hander brings the glove up to his neck. Checks second and fires. Fastball just misses. 3 balls and a strike. Everyone playing nearly straight away. Maybe angled slightly in the infield toward third. The 3-1 pitch from Benton. It's popped up on the infield. Paz ranges back as it flies out of play. The way Benton reacted, it looked like it was going to be right at home plate, but it flew into the skyboxes right above. One on, two outs, two-run ball game, and a full count to Jesus Chirinos. Ray Benton with the 3-2. Breaking ball low, and he's walked him, and there's two aboard. Chirinos turns to the dugout, gives two claps to try and urge his team to victory. Hedbert Perez. With two away, steps in. First pitch from Benton. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Go-ahead run at the dish. And Hedbert Perez, he's got 4 home runs on the season. And with one swing of the bat, he could give them the lead. The 0-1. Lost his bat as he swang for the fences. And he's down in the count. 2 strikes. No balls. That bat went flying to the screen. He wanted it all there on the 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Mudcats down to their final strike. Clinging to first place, a half-game lead over Lynchburg. If this score holds, that flips. 2-strike pitch.
Swung through it, and the Hillcats have taken first place. Trey Benton comes on in the 9th, slams the door shut, and Lynchburg moves a half game into first over these Mudcats with an all-important game tomorrow night. We'll be right back to recap the whole thing right after this timeout.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium where the Hillcats win 5-3 to take over first place in the Carolina League North. And the guy who got the save, Trey Benton, is standing by with Andre Vial. We'll send it down to him right now.
I am here with Hillcats pitcher Trey Benton. Trey, you came in to close the game, coming in with 3 strikeouts to finish and get the save. What was your mindset coming from the bullpen and entering this game?
Well, I didn't do as well as I wanted to, but wanted to get in with 3 batters and get out of there, but had to make it a little interesting at the end there.
For sure. Great team effort. Dion Frias with a grand slam home run. Great team effort. Your pitching staff today with a total of 17 strikeouts. Any words out for them?
No, just boys coming out of the bullpen and getting the job done. Trent had a really good start, and then we just tacked on from there.
Hillcats are now in first place. They're a half a game up on the Carolina Mudcats. Still 4 games left to go in this series. What's the mindset to maintain this lead?
Just keep it rolling. Keep the bats rolling. Guys keep coming out of the bullpen and shoving it. Starters keep having good starts.
Sweet fans, let's give it up for Hillcats pitcher number 24, Trey Benton.
Back inside the press box. Thank you, Andre Vile. That was Trey Benton tonight's pitcher who earned the save as the Hillcats 5-3 winners over the Carolina Mudcats. They are now 6-2 in the battle of the Cats, clinching but they do not leave this series below 500 against Carolina. But let's recap this one here tonight. First inning started off with a bang. Bases were loaded. Dine Frias stepped up to the plate and jacked a home run over the right field wall. A grand slam home run. His first home run of the season of his pro ball career. And his first grand slam as well, the first for the team. In the third, though, Trenton Denholm would allow 3 hits to lead off the inning, and one of those being a 3-run shot from Jackson Chirillo to trim the lead to 1. From there, Hillcats pitching would slam the door shut. Though they got into trouble a couple times, they never gave up another run and held them at 3. The Hillcats would tack on an insurance run in the 5th as Jake Fox would single and then move to 2nd on a balk. And Jorge Burgos would double him home to move that lead up to 2. And that is where we stayed the rest of the night as the final score, 5-3 in favor of Lynchburg. They now hold a half-game lead over the Carolina Mudcats as we approach that ever-important midway point of the season. We'll be back again tomorrow night. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 in what will most likely be another incredible matchup. Reed Johnston on the mound for Lynchburg, looking to earn the victory and extend that first-place lead. That's all the time we have for tonight, folks. Once again, 5-3 the final score. Lynchburg, the winners here this evening. I'm Jason Prill, saying good night and go Hillcats.